time somebody says
St. Louis, what's St. Louis got?
It's time for us to guess where Scott Jagow has been roaming. Joe Pott is joining me here in the guessing.
Ready to roam again.
He'll play the clues, and we will try to guess.
Yeah, I think you've got a pretty good chance of getting this one.
All right.
Let's start.
Yes, there's a company called Froggy's Fog, and they make an entire line of basically like car fresheners, but they have a variety of smells. Everything from cotton candy and popcorn to sterile hospital, old urine, charred corpse, and some of the scents are, I would just say, very offensive to your nose.
I was going to say.
They're horrible.
What? Somebody would purposely make their...
Do we need to add those, right?
Do I need to... I was thinking I got hooked on popcorn. I thought, oh, that'd be a good smell, but no, then I'd just be hungry all the time.
It went the other way.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that. Way the other way.
I know.
Corpse.
I love it.
Okay.
Okay. Here's clue number two.
First of all, we spend months preseason getting everything ready. We have security teams. We have gift shop. We have food vendors. And everything has to be auditioned, hired, and put on paper before we ever get ready to start. And then we just hit the season running.
Season.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's a season.
Okay.
All right. Now for clue number three.
Just like me, a lot of people just come and say, well, I don't know, I've never done it, I'd like to try. I tell everybody, and myself included, we all have a little something wrong with us. And if you can tap into that and have fun with it, this is such a wonderful release of your energy for the day. It's like free therapy.
Free therapy.
Free therapy for everyone.
Yay. Charred corpse.
Sterile
hospital. Free therapy. It's all coming together now, isn't it?
All right. Well, I'm thinking Halloween, since that's our season.
Okay. You might be right. All right. Here's another clue.
It is all 3D, bright colors. You got to wear 3D glasses.
Okay.
And it's everything you would expect from a creepy clown. Horns and jugglers and crazy clowns popping out everywhere.
So if you're afraid of clowns, this is either a place you want to go to get your scare on,
right,
or stay very far away.
Yeah, right.
Creepy clowns are the worst.
Creepy clowns. Man, we have got some weird stuff going
so
on.
So many places that you could be.
So many places,
so
yeah.
So many choices.
Okay. So I got a bonus clue today. So we have two more clues.
Okay.
And I think this will probably... Well, you might be right, though. Hang on.
It's all rammed by automotive airbags. And the entire time they walk through the room, it's just slowly creaking and rocking back and forth. And then we also have things like falling walls and falling barrels that look like the scene is collapsing on them,
mm-hmm,
when it's staged that way on purpose. Everything we do is also, I have to say, truthfully, very safe.
Very safe.
Very safe with creepy clowns.
It's a matter of which one, right?
Okay, so I'm going to play the bonus clue, and then I'll let you guys take a shot at it.
All right.
All right.
The key to being scary is being loud.
Okay.
It really doesn't matter that much what you say to people. When you're a startle scare, if you're loud and you're not there and then there, you're going to get the scare.
If you're not there and then you're there, you're going to get the scare. I like that.
Oh, I like that too.
Yeah.
Well, I have a guess. Do you want to guess?
Sure. Yeah. I'm going to go with the darkness.
Yeah, the darkness. Yay. That's one of my favorite places.
A good one.
Very good. You guys got it. They actually have three places. There's the darkness. There's the Limp
Mansion.
Well, the Limp Brewery.
Limp Brewery.
It's down in the basement.
It's in the catacombs. So
the
creepy.
Catacombs.
Yeah, that he described that as just... They don't have to do a whole lot. It's just creepy already.
It's
good
super
setting,
creepy.
Right?
Right. And then the other one is
Creepy World.
Creepy World in Fenton, which is huge. So I went to the darkness, and I walked through it during the day, and it was still extremely, extremely creepy. No animation going. I can't imagine what it's like going through it. I have not been through it.
Oh, I've been through it many, many times, and it is awesome.
It's a good one, yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So
also the Lemp Brewery is awesome.
I've not
and Creepy
done the
World
Lemp Brewery,
is awesome.
But I've only done the darkness. But
yeah, well they've been doing the darkness for 30 years. Incredible.
I tell people who've
Mike,
not been
Mike the CEO. Sorry, Mike the CEO has been doing this for 32 years. He started when he was 16. Yeah. He just kind of he was into horror movies and he got into this, and he's been running this place for 30 years, and it's a passion of his, and it's pretty amazing. The technology, A, that they have now, the masks, they're like hundreds and hundreds of dollars. There's a whole room, and it's just masks everywhere. It's wild.
It's movie set quality.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like it is,
yes.
It is not some dumb little slapped together haunted house.
I mean, this is legit. We went through it at a brisk pace, and it still was a good 20-minute walk. And it was dark because it's in the darkness. And, you know, things are slapping you in the face. And it every sense except taste. They don't serve food.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll hear more on Sunday?
Sunday morning. It is two parts at 8:20 and 9:20.
All right. And the darkness is open now?
Yeah. And then Limp is about to open. The other one's about to open. Yeah. Everything's getting rolling for the Halloween season.